You hold him davoh him a beis. Again, the last shaila was that the case was that Rav Chana was saying over that Rav Chana once had a case where a get was brought from one place to another place in Bavel. It was brought from Bavel. It was brought in Bavel. So the question was, do you have to say before Nanichta or not? So he answered him back, Omaleh Loitz Richta. You should know you do not have to say before Nanichtov, like we said before, because Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. They became Lishmode, it's like Eretz Yisrael. But he added on, though, he said, you should know, the Avdis Ahanis. But if you do say before Nanichtov, it still helps. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Because even though, like in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtov, but if the Shliach comes and does say before Nanichtov, it helps. Tomorrow says, "My Yavdis Hanis." What does it mean that it helps? The Osi Baal Ma'aru LaMeshchinim Bo Bei. That means if the husband comes later to complain to say the get is no good, we don't listen to him. In other words, just like in Chutz Loretz, that's the Takana. That when the Shliach comes and says before Nanichtav we had before, we believe him like too. That the husband cannot come later and complain. So the same Chiddush is even in Bavel. Even though in Bavel, really, you do not have to say before Nanichtav. But still, if you say it, still it helps. And the Gemara says, "Kidatanya," like we learned, that what ma'isa biyodemech happened with what a person shehevi get lefnei Reb Yishmael, that a get was brought in front of Reb Yishmael. Oh my Lord! So they said to him, "Tzorach ani loyma b'fon anichtav b'fon anechtam, I ain't a tzorach. Do I or don't I have to?" That was the shaila. The shliach asked him, "Do I have to say b'fon anichtav or not?" So oh my Lord. So Rabbi Shmuel said back to the Shliach, Beni, like my son, Mehechanata, from where are you? Like, let me hear, where are you coming from? I'll let you know if you have to say before the Nechtav or not. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi, so said back to him, Rabbi, Mikfasi Soyani. I'm from Kfasi Soy. That's the name of a place. Is Oh, my Lord, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, Tzorach Ato Lema before the Nechtav. You do have to say it. And we'll soon see, really, really, you do not have to say it. Because this was a place that was Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael and was very, very close, that according to everybody, really, you do not have to say it. But he told them to say it, you know why? Shaloi Tizkat Li Edim, that you would not have to have Edim later on, like in case the husband comes and complains later and says the get is no good, so like this, you have to have a Kiyam Ashtar, you need to wait him to come and check out the Shtar. But now if the Shliach tells us right away, before Nanichtav, it helps. So you see again the same riot we just had, that even though this place was so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtav, but still the Chiddush is, if the Shliach tells us before Nanichtav, it helps. It helps so much that later when the husband comes, we do not listen to the husband. So the case of it was, Liach HaShiyot, after this person went away from Rabbi Shmuel, Nichnas Lefon of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came into Rabbi Shmuel and Amaloi said to him, Rabbi, V'aloi Kfasi Soi Muvlas B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. You should know this city of Kfasi Soi is Muvla, is like swallowed up into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. U'kroivu L'tzipori Yaisa Miyako. It's even closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko is. U'tanan, we learned, Rabbi Meir, Roi Ma'akko K'Eretz Yisrael. Akko also has a lot like Eretz Yisrael, a Gittin. And the Afilu Rabbanu L'Apolik L'Ed Rameh Elo B'Yako. Even the Rabbanu only argue about Akko. The Merachka, it's a little bit further. It's far away from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Machloikis if Akko was considered like Eretz Yisrael or not. Avu Kras Yisoy, but this city that this person came and asked you the Shailom, the Mekarv, it's very close to Eretz Yisrael. Loi, according to everybody, since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, you should not have to say before Nanichtav. So he asked Rabbi Shmuel, how come you told the person he has to say before Nanichtav? Oh my Lord, Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, Shesoik b'ni Shesoik, like be quiet. Hoyel v'yotza adov v'heter. Since the thing went out v'heter, like I didn't paskin wrong. So the Gemara says, v'heter, yotza ho'iyo namish, so Gemara asked the question, like what was the question here altogether? Ho'iyo namish letistak li'edim komalei. Like what was this, what was Rabbi Loi's question altogether to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel told the Shliach clearly, in other words, really, you do not have to say before Nanichtav. Because since you're so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. I just told you in Eitzah Tov, a good advice, that if you know how to say before Nanichtav, say it already, in order that if the husband comes later and complain, we will not have to have a second Akiyam. So that's the question now. Rabbi Shmuel himself told him right away that the only reason why I'm telling you to say it is to save yourself the problem, not to have Edom later on, but not that I'm telling you Mi'ikar Adin you have to. So Moran says, that's the more the answer, there's no question then. So Moran says, Lo sign Mukamei, that the reason why Rabbi Loi asked the question to Rabbi Shmuel, because he did not hear the ending off. The last thing that Rabbi Shmuel said, he did not hear. He only heard him say that the Shliach has to say it. But the reason why, he didn't hear it. But I call upon him, this is the proof from our Gemara's here, that even in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, when you don't have to say it, if the Shliach does say before Nichtav, it helps, that even the lady, when the husband comes and complains, we do not listen to the husband. Really, the Pnei Yeshua, we ask the question over here, because there are some Shittas Rishonim that hold that when the husband comes and complains and says the get is no good, then there's a good doubt, even with the Yeraisa, if the get is good or not. And then really we have to have a Kiyum that's good in Midiraisa. So then the question is, how can we believe the Shliach? The Gemara before said the only reason why we believe the Shliach is because Kiyum starts as only Midirabonin, and Mishumiguna Kilubarabonin. That's good before the husband complains. But if the husband comes to complain, how can we believe the Yed Echad? That's the famous question they ask. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say, once the Gemara said that the Yed Echad is Medayik, so then he's even believed Midiraisa also. Right. Sholach le'Rav Aveisa le'Rav Chizda. Rav Aveisa asked a question to Rav Chizda. Gittin aboyim mishom lekan. Gittin that I come from over there to here means from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Is ein sarach le'm b'fona nechta b'fona nechtem. You do not have to say b'fona nechta, like we learned before. You do not have to say it because they know the halachas. So Gemara says le'ma. Let's say k'savar. Let's say that Rav Chizda holds lefi shein v'kiyim lishma. That the reason why you would have to say before Nechtav is because the people in Chutz Laaretz do not know the Loch of Lishma. Fahani, but the people living in Bavel, Gemiri, they know the Loch. Since there were a lot of yeshivas there was a lot of Torah there, they know the Loch. So Mora says, no, that's not a good answer. But Tizbra, this is a good answer. V'ho Rabbi Islay the Rabba, we came out before that Rabba that says Lashim Lishma agrees to Rava. That we also have to make sure that there'll be a Kiyam on the get, that the Edom have to be around to recognize the signatures. Could be everybody agrees that you have to have it in order to be able to mekayim the shtar. So if so, why in Bavel do you not need it? Since there are people that travel back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says it means the Talmidim that go and learn in Bavel, therefore it's called Shchiyat that people travel back and forth and they will recognize the signatures. So a get that's written in Bavel, we do not have to hear before Nanechtov. Because if there's any problems later, there are people that here in Eretz Yisrael recognize the signatures of the people in Bavel since they travel back and forth. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, Man leimel on the Rabbi Veisa bar Samchu. First of all, who said the Rabbi Veisa was a person to be Seimechon? Who said he's a bar Samchu, like a Gavra Rabbi, you could rely on him? For Yod, and also, I'll tell you, he did something wrong, so you can't rely on him. That's a shayla about Lashon Hara here. But alright, nice place, they wanted to prove it, that maybe you can't rely on him on the Psak Halacha. The Yoid Ho'il B'Sholach Le'el Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Veisa once sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda. He said like this, B'nei Yodam O'ilu Mishom Lekan. The people that leave Bavel to go to learn in Eretz Yisrael, Tchuri Men Kololite, people that are married, and they leave their wives in Bavel, and they go up to Eretz Yisrael to learn, Hein Kayom B'Yatzom, they Mekayim the Pasuk upon themselves that says, V'ayitno Hayeled B'Zoyna, they leave their children to come Zoyna with a Zoyna, V'ayyadu Mokru B'Yayin V'Yishtu, and the daughters will stam drink wine. In other words, kids, it's not a good thing to do. So that's what he wrote about them. So Rashi learns, these men used to go and learn in Eretz Yisrael, and they would stay there a long time. And they would leave their husbands, they would leave their wives back home in Bavel. Or Betelim, a period of review, didn't have children then, they weren't with their wives, and it wasn't, they didn't take care of their children. So he said back, these people are doing the wrong thing, they shouldn't do such things like that. But he wrote them in a letter, this pasuk. And what did it do wrong? What it did wrong was, because of lay below shirtet. When he wrote these psukim, he wrote down these psukim without shirtet, without first scratching out lines first, without shirtet. The Yomer of Yisrael, Yisrael says like this, Shtayim Kaisim, you write two letters, two words of Anach or Chumash, you let her write it down without first making shirtet, drawing lines on the piece of paper. But Sholosh, if you go to write three words, and Kaisim, you're not allowed to write it without shirtet, without first making lines. So here, Rabbi Avesa did something wrong. The Masnitz of Torah and the Brayta, we learn like this. Sholosh Kaisvin. Three words you're allowed to write down without Shirta, first scratching out lines. Arbo, if you write four words though, Ein Kaisvin. You're not allowed to write down four words of Chumash or Nach without first making Shirta. So the halacha Tais speaks out is that this halacha is only if you're writing it down for like halacha to learn out from the psukim. But if somebody Stam writes a friend a letter and his Stam wants to talk in nice language and use the words of Nach, then you don't have to be makpid in this. Also, only if you write it in Lashon and in Ksav Ashuris, you have to write the words the way they're written in the Sefer Torah. If you write it Ksav Ashuris, then you're not allowed to write down psukim unless you first make sure that you first scratch out on the piece of paper. So this other guy, Tavichas here, Tefillin, Mezuzis, if you need shirta, the knot could be just one shirt that you have to make, a top line has to be scratched out, in order that from there you'll be able to follow to write one nice line after another nice line. Akor Panim, he did something wrong, that he wrote down this pasuk without making shirta. On this, Amalai Abai, Abai said back, what's so bad? Otto called the lawyer, the Hod Rabbi Yitzchak, Lav Gav Rabu. Somebody that does not know what Rabbi Yitzchak said is so bad. Something that you have to use your own logic to understand it. L'chaya, that I can understand. If it doesn't have a svara, good logic, so it's not a good talmid chacham. But ho, this halacha Rabbi Yitzchak Gemara, it's not a svara, it's a halacha, it's a gemara. Or gemara leshmilei, and this gemara Rabbi Avesa did not hear, so there's nothing wrong with it. For yet another thing is, Rabbi Avesa was a great person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself agreed to him. The pasuk says like this: "Vatizna olav pilakshay." And then the pasuk shows to no meister pelegish begiva that first this pelegish, the midwife, left the husband, because the man was not being nice to her, so she ran away. And then the meister was he ran after to bring her home. Now, why did she run away from him? What happened was she served him something, and there was a fly there, and she got very angry at him. As he got very angry at her. That's why she ran away. There was hair there. Squirrel, we'll see what it means exactly, where the hair was. Shastashma, she had hair there that bothered the husband, therefore the husband got angry at her, therefore she ran away. Rabbi Vesa found Elio Anovi. Omalei, my club and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei, Elio said, ask the Pelegish Begiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going through the Pashri's Psukim of Pelegish Begiva. Well, my comma, what did he say? So HaKadosh Baruch himself was saying like this. Omalei, Avyosa b'ni kachawayma. Avyosa is saying like this. And Yonison b'ni kachawayma. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over what Avyosa said. He must be, he's a great person, Avyosa. So Omalei said back to him, Chas v'sholem, how could that be? Or me, you could say, come, he's shemayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a doubt. What's pshan the posik? Omalei said back to him, that's not a kasha. The klal always is, Eilu v'yelu divru l'kim chayim. What they're both saying could be both are true. When there's a machlokes in Beisham and Beisilu, the Gemara says it could be Eilu v'yel divlo kim chaim. It's possible that both are true. Then what happened over here? Hein zuv motz is true. First she served him something and there was a fly in it. V'lo hikvid, the husband did not get that angry. But then neima motza, then b'shash tashma, she had hair there that bothered him. V'hikvid, and that he got angry. Amr Rav Yud, zvuv b'kara v'neima b'yosemokim. He learns that Zavuv means when she served him food, there was a fly in it, so he got a little bit angry. But then Meshash Tashmash, when they were living together, Price at that time used to cut off the hair there, her hair was there that bothered him. So Zavuv, Misusa, Stan, the fact there was a fly in the food, it's not nice, so that he got over. But Venema Sakanta, that she had hair there, B'yay Samakam, that was a Sakana, so that bothered him more. Ika the army, some say no, Idividi Bakara, both things were found in the plate of food. Zavuv Ainsa, Stam a fly to fly in, it's an Ainsa, it's not her fault. But for name of Shiusa, if she served some food that had some hair in it, that was sub Shiusa, she should have checked that out. So that's why that bothered him much more. And because the man got angry at her, the Pelegish ran away. Amarav Chizda, Liyerla Mayat Lodamem Yisrael Besai, a person should not make his family too fear of him. Shouldn't put too much fear in the family. Shere Pelegish Begiva. This man, Hitl Olel Baila Emi Yisera, the man put too much fear upon his Pelegish here, the wife. The Pila Kamar of be Israel, and because of this came out those story of Plagish Begivam, that she ran away, they went down to Binyamah then, the people of Binyamah killed her, through a lot of Tashmish, then the whole Klai's a lot of fight, one with the other, there are a lot of Revolvers, thousands of Yidin were killed because of this one Maisa. And it started out as the man had too much, put too much fear upon his wife. Omrav Yud, Omrav. Somebody puts too much fear in the house, the people fear him too much. He'll come out, he'll be over these three Averis. That's what happened by Flegish Begivam. Gilead Royce, or Shvichas Dom, you cut the people who come to be killed, the Kavim by Flegish Begivam. And the Chilul Shabbos. So he speaks out, Mashma, the mice of Flegish Begivam happened on Shabbos. So he'll come out from this also, there'll be a Chilul Shabbos. Omer Rava Baba Chana, Hodi Yamri Rabbonin. That's what Rabbonin say. That Shloisha Dvorim Sor Chodim Loim Vatech Beisoy. Erev Shabbos. That the Gemara in Shabbos says that three things you're supposed to tell over to your wife. Erev Shabbos. Im Chashecha, right before Shabbos, you're supposed to tell over your wife and ask her, Hey Saratem, did you take off Maisa from all the food? Hey Raftin, did you make an Erev Chatzeros, Rashi learns. Hedlika was a Ner. Did you light the Ner? It's already for Shabbos. So Shnos, he says over that these three things are supposed to say is Sorach Lememrino Benichusa. You have to say it nice and calmly. If you want your wife to listen to you, say it nice and calmly. Ki hechid lekavli minei, that's the reason, then she'll accept it from you. A mashma, if you yell at her and get her too nervous, then it could be she'll be afraid to say no, and she'll even go and light the Neris on Shabbos then. That's no good. You shouldn't again make her too fear, put too much amor in the house. You have to tell it over to her nicely, then she'll listen. And Amar Rav Ashi, I know me myself, lo yishmi lo yehod Rabba Bar Chana. I did not hear this over from Rabba Bar Chana. The kiyamtiya mesvara. I did it from my own knowledge, my own svara. Told him I do like this also. But when you want to get something across, the nicest way is to do it binichusa. Do it nicely. The nicer you talk, the more they'll accept it. Amar Rav Avua, lo yoyla mayata lo demem yisur b'tech beisay. Again, a person should not be too much fierce in a house. Don't make the people fear you too much. Shereyodim Godlo, once happened with a great person that hit the lemi yisur b'tech beisay. He made the people in his house fear him too much. V'yachilu dova godol. And he almost went teeth, something that was treif, we'll soon see. They almost gave him teeth, eva menachai. Now first of all, what's the case? Who was this? Umani, who was this? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It was him. The vice of the people in the house were a lot of who were afraid of him, and because one time they lost a piece of meat, so they were afraid to tell him they lost the meat, so they were about to cut off a piece of meat from an animal to bring him Eva Menachai before they made the Shechita, that they lost the leg of an animal, so they were about to cut off another leg from another animal. So when we ask the question, is that true? Hechilu, is it real that they served him teeth? This Eva Menachai, this time they cut off a leg of an animal without Shechita, and they gave him teeth from it, is that true? Hachilu Sagadata, could you tell me this? Hash, do we know the klal is? Behemtom shel tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet the kol ha-yodom. Madeh through a maisim that the behemah of a tzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make them eat something wrong. Pinchas ben Yor. It says this chamor did not even eat food that wasn't gemaisit. Is tzadikim atzvom lekoshchein. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let, like a big tzadik, eat something that's treif. And first it speaks out, Amr ben Atam, Tlei Porach El Agabi Midi Di Achila. The Gemara only asks this question, that Tzadik is not nice and teach something that's treif. On Achila, Di Gnayu Le Tzadik Sheikha Dov Rissam. It's a terrible Gnay, teach something that's treif. Mashenke, it does happen sometimes that Tzadik can do something wrong. That the Gemara doesn't ask the question. The Gemara Maka says, he once killed somebody by mistake. That the Gemara doesn't ask. But to say that a tzaddik ate something treif, that's a big gnai, that usually does not happen to tzaddikim. That's the question over here. How could we say that achilu, they really gave him to eat eva menachai? So the Gemara says, ela bikshu l'achilu davar gadol. Rather, they wanted to give it to him, but not that he really ate it. Oh, my knee, what was it? Eva menachai? It was eva menachai. And Rashi says that they lost a piece of meat, and they were very afraid of him. So they did was, they cut off a leg from another animal to give it to him. But the story was not that he really ate it. He really didn't eat it. But just because he put too much fear in the house, it was almost happening. So we learn now from this, not to put too much fear in the house. Sholach leimar uk for the rebeloza. That b'nei yodam hoim demalai. I have somebody, like a big Russia, he's around me. I have opportunity now to like tell on him to the king to get him in trouble, to let him be put in jail. what's the law? Am I allowed to do it or not? Can I be a malshin? Can I tell on somebody that's a big Russia doing me bad things? Can I tell on him to the government? Now the government, I'll tell him about he doesn't pay his income tax. And they'll put him away for that. Am I allowed to do it or not? So Shirtut, he first made lines on the paper. Shirtut, he made lines. The Kosovo, and he wrote to him like this, a Pasuk Tehillim that says, I'm watching myself not to do averus with my mouth, with my talking. And Eshmer Lefi Machsaim, I watch and close my mouth, Biyoid Rosh Lenegdi, even when the Rosh is in front of me. So he dashins, Afal Pisha Rosh Lenegdi, even though a Rosh is right in front of me, that means even though I have a Rosh here that's doing bad things to me, Eshmer Lefi Machsaim, I'll still watch my mouth and keep my mouth quiet. In other words, you're not supposed to do it. It's not nice to tell on somebody else. That's not the way to do it. Sholach Lei, so he sent him back, you should know, Koi Mitzayar Li Tuva, but he's giving me a lot of pain. I can't take it anymore. But he's stealing from me, he's bothering me, he's doing very bad things to me. What can I do about it? V'loi Matzino Di Yikimbu, I can't go against him, I can't fight him, what can I do? Sholach Lei, so he sent him back like this. The Pasuk says, Doim La Hashem V'Ischelo Lei. That means, Doim LaHashem, you be quiet and just hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like daven to Hashem, Vu Yapinu Mecho Chalolim Chalolim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself, he'll throw them down, like Chalolim into a dead body. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill them for you. Not that you should do it, you're supposed to daven to Hashem. And Hashem will take care of it. So that's what happened. Hashkin Verav Alein LeBeis HaMedrash. You go and daven in the morning and evening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shul, Vehen Kolam Yaleim. And they'll die by themselves. His Hadova Yotzim Piri Ablaza. So this came out, this is what Ablaza gave him back, this Eitzah. And when the Maisa was, when Asnu Le Geneva Bekeiler, right away they put this Rosh Geneva, that was his name, Bekeiler into prison. That's what happened. Rosh Bekeiler means Shal Shelish Shal Barzel. Mamish metal change they put around him. And they gave him over to the Malchus, and that's the way they killed him. So that's the Eitzah to do, to dive into Hashem, but not yourself to go and tell on him. So Toys the Kasha, even though the Gemara in Shabbos says, I forgot the other Bakama, Hamoisa Dino Lashmain Munen Eshchila, you're not supposed to do this either, you're not supposed to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should kill somebody. Habahoma, it said, Han immediately Dina Biarya. That's only when there's a Bezdin on this world, so what you're supposed to do is go to Bezdin. Let Bezdin take care of it. But if there's no Bezdin, then you're allowed to daven to Hashem. And now Mishkam Alein LeBesemedesh means come Alasik V'Torah. The other Pshat Torah says here it just means not that you should really daven that he should die, but you go and do a lot of extra mitzvahs. You go and learn Torah. But Schuzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself will take care of him. But Torah's first Pshat is that if you see Bezna, nobody can help you in this world, then you are allowed to daven to Hashem, that person should die. Right. Shochu Leila Marukva. They asked the question to Marukva. Zimra Minolon De Yosser. How do we know you're not allowed to hear music? So Rashi learns, Zimra means L'shara v'beis ha-mishtois. Rashi again learns, it means in a beis ha-mishtois, with a drinking wine, how do we know you're not allowed to hear music now? Really, we had this Gemara in Saita, after the Churban ha-beis ha-migdash, to make the Gzeri, you're not supposed to listen to music. So how do you know you're not allowed to listen to music v'beis ha-mishtois, Rashi learns, by the place with a drinking wine? So Shirtet again, he drew the lines on the paper. To Koslu, and he wrote back to him the post that says, Al tismach Yisrael agil ba'amim. Don't be happy, but gil amim the way the goyim are doing it. For Lishtach, he asked him a question, why don't you send back this post, mihocho, b'shir lo yishto yayin, yayin m'shech l'shoyse, why don't you send back this post better? So Gemarin said, if he would have sent back from this post, I would have thought, hani mili zimru demona. Only you can't use instruments. A kli you can't use. Avod the pum mishor, but maybe singing with your mouth should be mutar. Kamashmala know that even singing with your mouth, that's also awesome. So this is the big shail exactly what Issa we're talking about over here. So the Velt is making a little bit to say, really the Mechaba brings down, that the Sikir Issa is what Rashi says, the Beis HaMishtois means someone that's drinking wine. Beshash, you're drinking wine, you're the matzav of a big simcha, at that time you're not supposed to sing music, or even hear music, it's awesome. But Bizman, you're not drinking wine, the time is not such a simcha bikizman, then you are allowed to listen to music. That's more or less the hetta, by the mazel, where a lot of people do listen to music. However, there is the Bach Shita, there are some Shitas, and Yidua, and Moshe Feinstein, the Chazal Avrochem, he used to be Machm, he used to hold the Taka Sosa to listen to music. After the Kurban of Beis Hamikdash, it's also to listen. That's the Bach Shita. Right. Anyway, any type of music goes also. Really, that was the right for the Gemara we had in a little heter is, I mean, really we had the Gemara in Saita, that was the Gemara we had. The Gemara over there said that the Gardi, a shipman is allowed to listen to music, because his music is helping him do the work. But a Gardi, a weaver, to him, music is just the schaik piano, that you're not allowed to do. So that Gemara's mashma, any type of music is also. Only if a person needs it while he's doing his work, that's mutter. So some people also want to be makel for a wife. Sometimes when you're doing work, you're very nervous, and the music calms you down, lets you do your work better. That would also be ksas heter. Another ksas heter is bechlav. You have these music that has shiras of shizbachos, that has a zmiros into it, the words of Hashem, that's more you, that gives you a little bit of a chizik to do mitzvahs. If it does, that's also ksas heter. It puts you into a good mood to do avodas Hashem. But otherwise, you need a heter. But the Mechaba, a little bit ahead of there is that the Mechaba brings down, like Rashi says here, that the main issue here is the Beis HaMishtois. At a time when you're drinking wine, when then you're very happy, so then you should not have music around. Right. Omalei Rav Hamnuna Bar Nosin Ravashi. My Dechsev, what's the Pasuk saying in Yeshua? Kino V'dimuna V'yadoda. What's these three words? Omalei, he said back to Poshid. Mislosed Eretz Yisrael Kachoshev. It's saying over the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So what should be kashya? What the pasuk is doing? So Amalei, he said back to him, Otto, don't you think Anolo Yadana the Mesvasa Eretz Yisrael Kachoshiv? Don't you think that I know that also that these are the cities in Eretz Yisrael? Elo, what I mean to say is like this: that Rab Gevia may Argizo, Rab Gevia from this place Argizo, Oma Botaima, he said a little bit time in these psukim. That the pasuk means to teach us something. Kina v'dimuna v'yadod is teaching us something. It teaches us like this. Somebody is jealous about his friend. But for Daimin, he keeps quiet. He doesn't really do the way he's jealous. He doesn't do anything about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lives in Shemayim, like we're doing a big din. It's a tremendous chai you get that really you would want to have kinnage. You're jealous about somebody, but you keep quiet. You don't show it. That's a tremendous chus. Omalei said back to me, if you dash in these psukim, elomayativ so tziklak umedamna visinsana, another three cities. Hachinami, you have a pshatal here also. Omalei said back to me, have Rabbi Gevia mevea giza ochom. If Rabbi Gevia would be here now, have Yamabot time, he would take a say something. And Ravacha mevea chuzo yamabo hochi. Ravacha mevea chuzo, he said a pshan these three words. What do these three words mean? Tziklak umedamna visinsana. True, their names are cities. But what else is it teaching us? That kol mi sheyesh lo tzakas legi machaberei. Someone has, Rashi says, shegozim emenu v'yer l'chayif. Somebody has complaints about somebody else is going into my business. And he's ruining my panosa. He's going down, he opened up the same business I have. V'doimim, and still I keep quiet about it. In sheyichin besneh, oysel edin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him back din, will help him out. I'm not sure if a guy means that even though the person did a b'yissa, or could be the person did not do a b'yissa. But I call upon him in such a case that somebody's bothering you, and you just keep quiet and have b'tochen in Hashem, Hashem will help you out. Omalei resh galus l'rafuna. Kalila minolam d'yosa. Well, see, how does the Gemara in Saita, this type of an ateris, this crown that the chasn wears, b'shas t'chasna, how do we know it's osa? Omalei said back to him in the Rabbanan, it's only yosa in the Rabbanan, after the churban, the Beis Hamikdash, we don't do it. The Tanan we learned last Mishnah in Saita. The Pul Mishlas Pasinus. By the time he went out of Muhammad, his Gozrel Ateras Chasan, they made a Xerah not to wear the crowns, put a crown upon a Chasin, the Al Eris, and not to have a drum there, special drum they used to have. You shouldn't play the drum because of the Churban of Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Ochi afterwards, Rav Huna Lafnuya. Rav Huna wanted to walk outside. Omalei Rav Chizah said back to him, Kroksit, like you're saying it's only with Rabbanin, Luchura, I have more than that. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says that Koyamar Hashem Lakim, Hosara Mitznefes V'horim HaTorah. Take off the Mitznefes, the hat, the Koyin Kodah wears, and take away the HaTorah. Zois Lai Zois, this not that. Hashvela Gvod Agviya V'Hashbil. What was big, he brought down, was low, he brought up. So Mara asked the question, what does this pasuk mean? What does the hat of a kohen gadol have to do with an akara, a crown? Ela means to teach us this pasuk. El leimeloch, that this man, Shemitz Nefes Beresh Kohen Gadol, when we have the Beis Hamikdash and we have a Kohen Gadol that wears this hat, is our Torah Beresh Kol Adam. Then a Chosin's allowed to wear the crown. But Nistalkum, it's Nefes, when there's a Churban in the Beis Hamikdash, Beresh Kohen Gadol, we don't have a Kohen Gadol anymore, not wearing this crown anymore, then the Loch Riz, his hat, Nistalkum, our Torah Beresh Kol Adam. Then a Chosin also is not allowed to wear a crown. So here it's not Stam a new Gzerim in the Rabbanon, it's an old din already that's brought down in Yecheskel already. That's what he is.
All right, turn over.